I've been wondering as well, Charlie. You know, we keep hearing this possibility of cyber terrorism. Have we seen any of this yet, and it's just not being publicized?
There has been some areas to it. There are actually three levels of what I refer to as cyber terrorism, or in general world. You've got the amateur, which is, you know, the kid sitting behind a computer doing it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Okay, you have the professional, that's your criminal, the guy that would actually go wandering around trying to get your credit card, your logon numbers, things like that, and resell them. And then you have your military grade. Those are guys that would be looking for, access to national security assets, to major facilities that could have impact on a major scale. To give you an example of how vulnerable we are, the U.S. Air Force did stage a series of cyber war games with one of their green flag exercises, which essentially is a very large stage war game, and they assigned their own red team of computer programmers to attack the United States. Within 2.5 hours, that red team was able to penetrate the satellite communications networks for the Pacific, and they could have shut everything down from the Pacific, from anywhere from the West Coast to communicating to anywhere like South Korea or Japan or any of the outer areas, including Hawaii. They penetrated the power grid on the West Coast and could have shut down every light from Washington State to San Diego.
Unbelievable. Amazing. My favorite words. When we had the power outage last summer, might something like that have happened? Because they still really haven't told us everything. They talk about a tree falling on a wire somewhere around, I guess, Ohio. I find that hard to believe, Charlie.
Well, you know, that was the very first thing that we looked at when that occurred. And I have a sneaky suspicion that they're pretty much telling the truth, that this was, in essence, a screw-up at the power companies and the way they operate the grid.
Sure makes you suspect, though.
Well, the reason why I say that is if it had been a real terrorist operation, they could have easily taken advantage of the chaos. If you recall, out here on the East Coast, we had two guys operating with one rifle, the infamous sniper, literally shut down the Washington metropolitan area, Maryland, and Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can imagine if you have a power outage and you have a team of, say, 10 guys paired up in twos with bombs and rifles, sniper rifles, what they could do to that area suffering the power outage. If it wasn't if it was a terrorist attack, it was very clear that they were not ready or poised to take advantage of the chaos caused by such an outage. Well, but that's not saying that Al-Qaeda didn't take notes.
Well, something's been going on around Texas with the media transmission towers, because things are happening. People or a person, they say it could be a disgruntled employee, I'm not so sure, Charlie, has been breaking in, not stealing anything, just, you know, pulling things out, shutting down transmitters. And also now I'm beginning to hear that cell phone towers are being disrupted. Are you hearing anything about this?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's a test, like they want to see how long it takes us to get them back online or something. I don't know what it is.
Again, this one I think might relate to Category 1, which is a talented amateur, somebody who's been in the business but is doing this for revenge.
Well, so why do you say that and not Category 3?
Well, the reason is that the infrastructure that they're striking at is not considered a critical infrastructure. I can give you an example of a Category 3, your power grid, your communications nets. The reason why I'm saying that this appears to be in individually isolated events, instead of, say, taking the cell phones in the entire state of Texas and knocking them down. A real good example is the Chinese are extremely effective and have been working on information warfare. They have information warfare cadres within the PLA itself.
Now explain that.
Essentially, these are teams of professional soldiers who have been trained by the Laboratory of Information Security out of the Beijing Academy of Sciences, specifically to hack into, disrupt, and destroy. We're not talking about one or 20. We're talking about probably on the order of about 6,000 or 7,000.
And that's all they do every day?
That's their entire life from end to end. They are essentially information warriors. They have visited the United States, and they've taken notes as to what's secure and what isn't. And a real good example of what isn't secure, as we noted with the power grids, the power grid is controlled by a device called a SCADA, which think of that as a like a computer modem, but it's been lobotomized. In order to use it, you don't really need a password. You just need to know the command structure.
To get into it?
Right, and the communications is actually done over the power line itself. So if you're fairly well trained in this, then you know about where these devices are and what they control. They could control, you know, transformers. Again, this is one reason why we know that what happened in the Northeast with the power shutdown was probably an accident and not real, is a real hacker would have ordered the SCADA, the control boxes, to not shut down the grid once it overloaded. That would have physically burned out transformers and some of the equipment online, and therefore it would have taken weeks to bring things back up.
To get back online. That's what some cyber terrorists would have preferred, right?
That's exactly it. They essentially could have logged in to the electrical grid network through these SCADAs and essentially told transformers, instead of kicking offline, power stations, instead of kicking offline once you detected this overload on the grid, stay online, even if it burns out electronics. The SCADA, the devices that were already hooked up there, followed their orders, which was overload, shut down, protect the equipment so we can restart. Well, you know, in the case of the SCADAs, they're not just used for electrical transmissions. They're also used very heavily in our chemical and oil processing facilities. They're linked up by wireless radio networks, which are easily interceptable and can be penetrated. Again, no password, no encryption, in the open.
So could we wake up one morning, Charlie, and find that instead of being physically attacked, we were cyber attacked and everything shut down?
That is a grave possibility, and areas that we would see would be financial networks, communications, power, water, many of our major industrial facilities like oil cracking facilities or refineries and plants, production facilities could even be damaged or destroyed.